people in relationships.
if your identity is a hot virgin, why would you want to mess that up by not being a virgin?
Yeah.
Make your list go from 12 to 25.
Yeah.
Make it harder and harder, because that's your, apparently, your identity is being hot and being a virgin.
Yeah.
And I mean, no shade on her. It's good that she has rules and standards, and it's good that she's, you know, not just... She has a standard.
Yes.
And that's something that's lacking in a lot of the dating scene.
Welcome to the Backyards Combos. I'm Khadija.
And I'm Shondor.
And this week was pretty good.
This was a good weekend. We're wrapping it up with a podcast.
Yes.
Just got back from the beach. A romantic walk on the beach, I might add.
I know. It was pretty romantic.
We held hands.
We held hands.
And we kissed.
Ooh.
That's right. I don't get too scandalous, I know. But it was nice.
Yeah,
it was nice going to the beach.
I like going to the beach because it's just fun to like hear the waves crashing. Mm-hmm. And like the funny part was when you went decided to go a little bit further into the water. If you guys don't know, there's sharks in our water here in Florida.
There are.
Yeah.
There were actually 2 shark attacks on the same day, I think last week.
Oh, they're everywhere, actually.
They are.
They are everywhere.
And they're looking for food.
We saw fishes.
We saw fish.
Very,
and
very
a lot of
fish. Very close to, like, you, not even, like, knee-deep, like... Like,
they were like right up on the beach.
Yeah, like right up on the beach. Yeah.
I don't normally see the fish. Like once in a while, I'll know that they're there. But there was a lot of fish swimming around.
You can visually see.
Yeah, you just look down and like, oh, there's a big fish. And it wasn't like little baby fish, like actual fish you can eat.
Yeah.
And I was like, I read something about other fish being in the ocean. I was a little bit nervous going out deeper.
No, that's so funny. The funny part was when you kept going, I'm like, oh, listen, once I saw that fish, I was like, oh, there's definitely probably sharks in there. And I've got a couple things. I can't swim.
That's right.
And that's why I was holding your hands.
Yeah.
Because I was like, listen, you're going to...
You're going to have to save me. Get ready to fight a shark. They sense my fear.
So I was holding your hand because I'm like, well, if I'm with you, then, you know.
Then he'll be the first to go.
No, I think we'll be in.
Studden Bay in Kenya, move to Florida. Yeah.
But then you kept going further.
And then you're like, nah.
I was like, nah. No, yeah. I was like, no, it's okay. Listen, I saw the fish and I was like, then I thought I'd think about sharks. And I was like, that's right. We do have sharks, just like we have alligators. So I'm going to take my happy behind back and pull into a towel because I'm just like, yeah, no, not happening. Not happening.
Yeah, we don't have anything to worry about. We're on the Gulf side and I don't know anything about anything.
Oh,
but
there's still, it's weird that we have sharks so, like, because that, like, a year ago and 2 years, I've never heard us, like, talk about, like, shark attacks until, like, recently.
This weekend, or last weekend, that was pretty big news.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to let some sharks or possible death or maiming stop me from going into the water.
Yeah.
You know, you got to go out there and swim a little bit.
You do.
I was thinking next time we go, I'm going to try to get you to swim in the shallow water just so you can get the hang of it. Because the whole time, you can touch the bottom, but it's still deep enough to swim.
See,
so
I always forget sometimes we're in interracial relationships, and then, like, this, like, stuff like this comes up, and I'm like, that's right.
Oh, you can't pull that card. You can't pull that card.
You're going to try to let me swim in the ocean.
Yeah.
A girl that can barely swim.
Yeah, the water is a foot and a half deep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll next time we go to the beach, we'll let you guys know how it turns. Shondor will let you know.
We're going from a 2-person podcast to a single show. It's my plan all along.
That's so funny, though.
But we had a good talk on the beach.
We did.
We had a nice long talk about the different attributes and characteristics that need to be in place for a good relationship.
We were talking about, like, valuable, like, qualities in a relationship, some gems, like, really good gems.
What I really liked about that conversation is that everything that we were discussing applies to the relationship, the couple, and more so to the individual.
Yes.
You have to have those qualities developed as an individual before you can bring them into a relationship, and that's how it works.
Yes.
When the individual parties both develop these qualities by themselves, they can bring it together as a functional team.
Yes.
So I thought that was a really fun chat.
And then speaking of qualities, there's a story about this lady. She's a hot virgin at 33. It's so funny that it says hot virgin.
Hot, we gotta know she's hot.
Because if she's not hot and she's a virgin,
if it just said virgin at 33, they're thinking it's some like incel dude like living in his mom's basement. You know the stereotype, yeah. The hurtful stereotype.
So we had to make sure everyone knows that
she's hot.
She's hot.
She's not a virgin because she has to be.
Right, yeah.
And where's this article coming from?
Your favorite.
Our favorite.
Your favorite. New York Post.
The New York Post. Yeah. Who wrote it?
Andrew Port.
Oh.
Well, you thought it was who you thought it was.
I thought it was
going
to be Asia somebody.
Yeah, no, it's not her.
Okay.
I think yours was, though.
I think it is. Yeah, yeah. My follow-up story.
Anyway, so it says, I'm a hot virgin at 33. I have 12 rules for a guy before I'll have sex with him.
What a weird way to describe yourself.
Yeah.
Just like, hi, I'm a hot virgin. It's like, well, what else do you got? You know, what other...
Do you
are
work?
You employed?
Do you
have ambitions beyond...
Do you have activities?
I'm a hot virgin.
Do you
I got
hobbies?
Rules.
Like, it's so funny, though. Like, think about it, right? Like, you break it down to the very minimum. What you want to call yourself is a hot virgin.
I'm an engineer. That's my sense of identity,
yeah.
Which maybe it's not the best, but that's what I identify as.
Yeah.
If your core identity of yourself is a hot virgin, at this point, you should probably just give up.
So what should we call ourselves? Should we call ourselves hot people in relationships?
if your identity is a hot virgin, why would you want to mess that up by not being a virgin?
Yeah.
Make your list go from 12 to 25.
Yeah.
Make it harder and harder because that's apparently your identity is being hot and being a virgin.
Yeah.
And I mean, no shade on her. It's good that she has rules and standards, and it's good that she's, you know, not just... She has a standard.
Yes.
And that's something that's lacking in a lot of the dating scene nowadays.
Yeah. So she's a 33-year virgin, and she won't have sex until she meets a man who possesses her list of dozen non-negotiable traits.
Wait, dozen?
12.
12?
Non-negotiable traits.
Well, let's run through those.
I will, but like these are non-negotiable. Like these traits are things that she will not negotiate with, which is totally fine. So this is what her 12 rules are. But first, before I get into it, she says, I'm not very picky.
She says, not very
picky. I know. I love when like preference saying, like, I'm not very picky. Knowing I'm like, you know damn well you're picky.
She has 12 non-negotiable traits, but
she's
not
picky.
Not very, okay, wow. Well, I guess I misread the situation.
I know, right? So her 12 like non-negotiable, no, non-negotiable, it's so funny, I can't say it myself, are family-oriented.
Good.
Genuine.
Also good.
Kind-hearted.
What does that even mean?
Tall.
Okay, so no 5'11 kings. It's got to be at least 6 foot.
Fit.
Okay, so no fatties. I mean, she's being superficial.
Love to travel.
Well.
Loves the outdoors.
Does that make him a bad person if he doesn't love to travel?
I don't know. Loves the outdoors, daring, hasn't been married before, has a sense of humor, stability, and respects her.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking.
She has some list of good things in here. Like the first, when she first started listening, I was like, oh, these are pretty good. And then it just started getting worse and worse and worse. The last one wasn't too bad. Respecting her is very important, but
that's important.
Yeah,
of course.
But the whole like tall, fit. I mean, I understand you have standards. Understandable.
Well, she's also very physically fit.
Yes.
Like to a point where it's like not attractive. She's like.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
to
be completely honest.
Maybe not attractive. Yeah, maybe not attractive.
I mean,
to you,
she
but...
looks like she just. Hits the you know.
Yeah,
she's
muscular.
She wakes up
she's
and she does crunches
muscular.
Every single morning, and then she gets, I don't know, something about her eyes
mm-hmm.
throws me off. I'm looking at the picture. She doesn't look like a person who's very happy. But that's just my conjecture.
Yeah, that's your conjecture. So like, she started out really strong. Like, family-oriented is a really good thing to have. And, you know, genuine, kind-hearted. Kind-hearted, I feel like that's someone who is... Like,
what does that
acts
mean?
On being kind. Like, they're...
So, if
they
we're
operate on being kind,
if
I
we're
going
to go by this list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Family-oriented, genuine, kind-hearted, tall, fit, loves to travel, loves the outdoors, daring, hasn't been married before. humor, stability, and he respects me. Okay, what about this? He's a 6'6" tall heroin addict who lives with his mom when he's not being homeless, living in the outdoors, daringly doing things to score smack, obviously never married, really funny, and he respects her. Does that check off all of her boxes? You see what I'm saying? Like, this list is so open to interpretation. I get the ideal guy she's going for.
Yeah.
But the criteria that she's basing these off of are a little bit whack.
What I also don't like is that these are also non-negotiable. Like, she, like if the guy is not, like, into, like, the outdoors, like, he meets everything else. He's family-oriented, genuine, kind, tall, fit, loves to travel.
Everything else, but maybe everything he just else, doesn't like camping.
That's it.
She's not gonna not even give him a chance because you don't like camping. I'm sorry, that's 11 out of 12, buddy.
See, I feel bad because that's what's keeping her single.
It is.
It's really keeping her single.
Her criteria are way too specific and they're based on superficial things in some regards and not on personality characteristics.
Yeah, and I'm not going to budge on these things.
The outdoors? I mean, what if the guy doesn't like being outside, but he's everything else?
Like, he likes travel.
What if he was married and his wife died? Does that automatically, like, take him off the table? And what does daring mean? Does he have to love skydiving? Like, okay, so first of all, family-orientated, genuine, kind-hearted. Those three kind of contradict daring. You know what I'm saying?
You feel like that.
And daring directly contradicts stability.
Well, I mean, he can be daring and stable.
But, I mean, the guys who are generally like, oh, he's so daring, generally... Oh, he jumps out of an airplane with a parachute.
Yeah.
Does that scream stability?
No.
I'm not saying he's not stable, but I'm just saying these characteristics contradict each other.
Yeah. I feel like someone who's stable will think things through logically and plan things and be like, oh, you know what, this is probably not a good idea to do. You know what I mean? So he's probably not going to be as daring.
And I guess hasn't been married before. That's the one that really chaps me, is because if he is all of these things, there's a very, very high likelihood that he would have been married.
Yeah.
If he's all of these characteristics, there's a chance that before he turned 33, because she's not going to go for a guy younger than her. Let's just be honest.
Oh, you don't.
She's
you
not
don't
going
think so?
For a 25-year-old. She's 33. He's got to be at least 40. If he's all of these things. And he's 40, he's got to have been married before.
Maybe.
Because someone else would have swooped him up before she came along with her list. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see. You're making sense.
And he could have gotten married to a woman who's trying to take advantage of him, a gold digger, someone he was manipulated by. So all of these things, they kind of contradict each other, and she's just sort of painting herself in a corner. And let's be honest, tall and fit, that's superficial.
It is. I have no problem with women having standards.
No, I started off by saying that. It's good that she has standards.
Yeah. I think it's great that women, like, know their worth and know, like, you know, hey, I'm not going to settle for anything or any of that. But I think there's certain things that, like, I understand you're not going to, like, settle for certain things. But at the same time, it's like, some things you got to be, like, a little bit lenient with. You know what I mean?
She's closing the door on a human connection.
Yeah.
And so I know that
the person she's looking for, like, if you were to do statistics, right?
Yeah.
You're looking for someone who's fit and tall, right? Those statistics, you're probably like, how many people do you know that are really tall?
You cut out half of the male population right there, at least.
Depending on, like, what she considers tall. I'm assuming she's going to go with the idea, like, 6 foot.
It's got to be 6 foot.
Or more,
no,
right?
No, if any woman says he's got to be tall, 6 foot is the minimum.
Okay. So now you're cutting off, like, half the population, right? Supposedly. And then he's got to be fit, but then people who are tall are fit. Then you cut off that part, right? And then you, like the more and more she has all these things, the more and more she's putting herself in a percentage of maybe 5% of the population.
Yeah.
Are you really going to find that 5% in where you're currently living? You might have to go and travel.
That's what she was saying in the article. She was saying that the U.S. just wasn't for her, and she's got to go find someone outside of the U.S., which is fine. I mean, the U.S. is kind of... the empire is collapsing. Let's just be honest. So she has a point.
Things are changing, but I wouldn't say collapsing. But yeah.
No, but I mean, a lot of these things are also just very subjective.
Yeah.
What is daring? Maybe for her, daring is trying a new restaurant. But what is it? How does a guy meet the daring criteria? You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So
I feel bad for her. I feel like these are some of these are good. I just think some of these are going to trap her in a position where she might be single. She might be a virgin for a longer time.
And hey, if that's her identity and that's what she's cool with, mm-hmm. I'm not judging.
Yeah.
If she has
she definitely seems like she wants to be in a relationship with someone, which I, you know what I mean? But
I think also in the article, it said that she was going to go on a dating show to find this guy. Oh. And I saw that and I was like, oh, no. No, you sweet summer child. No.
We literally I just finished watching a whole dating show just now. It's called Perfect Match. And, like, yeah.
The one thing I liked about that, mm-hmm. not that I watched the show, but we did watch a couple episodes. Yeah, yeah. The one thing I like about that is the winner of season one's Perfectly Matched, the perfectly matched couple,
yeah,
right? The guy from that season one, he's in season two. And you know who's not in season two? His lady.
Yeah.
It's him by himself going at it again. What is that? I don't know. It's bad advertising.
It is bad advertising because it's like you're telling people that, yeah, this probably does not work. You're probably just...
Because it's all based on things that don't... They're not based on principles. Mm-hmm. They're not based on characteristics that are actually something people can develop.
Yeah.
You know, being more tall. How... I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like that's... It's superficial.
Yeah.
But and, go ahead.
And I think that, like, there's valuable, like, qualities that you can find in a person that actually will be beneficial in a relationship, you know? Yeah. I feel like those qualities she just mentioned or those traits she mentioned are good, but I feel like they could be better.
You know what I'm thinking about now that you mentioned that? Hmm. That last one, or one of the last ones, stability.
Yeah.
You know what she was referring to?
What?
Financial stability.
Probably.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
He's got to be all these things, and he's got to be making bank.
Yeah.
That's what, okay, now it makes sense. So daring and stability, no, they're not opposites anymore. Mm-hmm. He's got to be a skydiving millionaire. She thinks she's in like 50 Shades of Grey or something. And you know what? Good on her. Yeah. If that's her approach, she can keep doing her thing, and I hope she's happy.
Yeah, I hope she does find someone, but...
I don't think she will.
Well, you're a guy, so you know like a little bit like... If that's a possibility for her to find someone like that, so.
Well, I think there is.
I think it's good to have standards, though. But I think that what she's basing it off being non-negotiable is holding her back.
Having a list of 12 non-negotiable traits. Mm-hmm. First of all, I think what bothers me about this is it comes off as really abrasive. Mm-hmm. It comes off as being unpleasant to be around. If she comes in and on their first date, she has a scorecard and she's checking off boxes, because that's what she's doing in her head.
Yeah.
That's what the article said. It's non-negotiable. They must. So she's already checking off boxes in her head. That's not a pleasant person to have dinner with.
Yeah.
That's not a pleasant person to start a life with.
Yeah.
That's going to be, you're constantly being judged by someone who, I don't know, does she even have a job?
I think she works in fitness or something.
I don't remember what she does. I don't know. She's in Florida, so it could be anything.
But yeah, so I personally think that like she might have to change some things around, but like maybe it might work for her. Maybe she might actually find these people. Maybe not budging on like this might help her to find something. But I truly feel like she needs to change some things around. And I think that really like some real gems or valuable like
characteristics,
qualities in a person in a relationship are these here, which is honesty, trust, discipline, commitment, patience, and ambition.
And those are things that we came up with while we were walking on the beach.
Yes.
That didn't come from some New York smut article. Mm-hmm. That was something we came up with.
Yes. So we were thinking, like, if you're just starting a relationship, if you're going on a date with someone and you're trying to figure out, like, what are some good things, like, just overall for a relationship you want, like, in a person... These are the things. Honesty. Obviously, number one, makes sense, right?
If you're on a date with somebody and you're doing the first date thing and you're talking, you're back and forth, you're vibing, it's nice, it's fun, but then you realize what he just said now contradicted something he said 10 minutes ago, you're catching a vibe.
Yeah.
You're going, okay, maybe he's not honest.
Yeah.
How are you going to trust someone who's not honest? Right there in the first date, bam, that can be a deal breaker.
Yes.
So don't lie to people. Yes. Is generally what it is.
Yeah.
And don't lie to yourself, more importantly. Be honest with yourself and be honest with the person you're with.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like these qualities, like, a lot of times you don't, like, at least one person in that relationship needs to have it in order for the relationship to really kind of work. Like, these are, like, really good ones. But honesty, I think, is one of those things that both people absolutely need to have.
Honesty and trust.
Well, trust
is based on honesty.
Yeah. So the more you are honest with your partner, the more they'll trust you. So maybe when you first come in, you may have a little bit of distrust.
Why would you trust someone you just met?
Like on a date.
If you're just dating someone for the first time and you don't know a whole lot about them, maybe you know them from mutual friends.
Yeah.
Maybe you talked to them before, but it would be foolish to just trust them out of the gate.
Yeah.
Exactly. You have to start with honesty and develop a track record and a rapport and a reputation with that person going, oh yeah, this person's honest.
Yeah.
That's how you build the trust. And if you don't have those things, if you don't start with honesty, it will never lead to trust.
Yes.
And why would either of you be wasting your time continuing with a second date or a third date or whatever?
Yeah.
If there's no honesty and there's no trust.
Yes. And I truly, yeah, again, like, honesty, I think coming into it, both people should be honest with each other. I think that's what really makes a relationship going to work over time, you know?
Of course.
And then, again, like you were saying, the more time you're honest, the more time the person will trust you. And trust is another big thing in a relationship. If you don't have trust, what is the point of the relationship?
Well, sometimes trust can be scary. Especially if you've been hurt before.
Yes, and that's the reason why I said at least one person should come into a relationship having that, you know what I mean, for it to like actually work.
But before you can develop the trust, you have to have a track record of honesty.
Yes.
And that's how you become eligible to be trusted.
Yes.
But I think at the end of the day, both people need to trust their partners.
Yes.
Both people, and if it's going
to
work.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sorry.
No, Melissa.
But what I'm trying to say is when two people come into the relationship, right, at least one person needs to be trusting so they can teach the other person that, hey, you know, you can trust me. And then over time, you both become, you trust each other. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But at least when you first start, like.
If you first start dating someone, don't trust them. That's my approach. That's my words of wisdom.
Yeah.
If you just meet somebody, they can tell you whatever story or whatever version that they want you to believe that they are.
Yeah.
And it could be a complete fabrication, because how else are you going to know?
Mm-hmm.
If this is someone you don't have mutual friends with or you don't have a prior connection, how are you going to know what they're telling you is true or not?
Yeah.
So don't be too trusting right out the bat.
Yeah.
Make them earn it.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And don't be too, you know, unhappy if they don't trust you right off the bat. Why would they trust you?
Yeah.
Maybe you're a very, very honest person, but they don't know that.
Yeah.
They don't know that. They haven't experienced your honesty.
Yeah.
And I think before, unless you have that basic groundwork set, there isn't any relationship. You can't move on without having that in place.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's why it's number one. That's why trust, honesty is number one. Like, we both start in with honesty. Trust is going to be, again, all these qualities, like, at least one person needs to have it so they can teach the other person. But by the end, like, if you want a good relationship, you both need to eventually be trusting each other.
You have to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's what I was saying. Trust is hard because sometimes you're scared to let yourself trust someone.
Yeah, and then like we said, the more times you're honest with a person, the more times you can teach this person, hey, you can trust me, and then the trust will be developed.
But I guess what I'm trying to say is that the other side of trust is letting yourself trust them, is saying, okay, I'm going to just trust what you say.
Yes.
And that's a different kind of aspect. You can build the reputation up with honesty, but it's a personal decision inside of yourself to go, I don't know if this is true, but I'm going to trust you.
Yeah, of course.
And that's what I'm,
That's what I'm saying. Like, at the end of, like, in order for it to become, like, a good relationship, a valuable, like, these are just qualities that are, like, valuable in a relationship. Yeah,
it's being vulnerable in your trust.
Yeah. And then number two would be discipline and commitment.
Well, that's three and four, right? If honesty and trust are one and two?
whatever.
It doesn't matter. Okay. No one's keeping tabs except for me.
Next one is going to be discipline and commitment. Yeah, 3 and 4. Discipline and commitment. Again, both people don't have to have these in a relationship. Mm. But at least one person has to, like, this is the second tier, right? So you go from after you trust this person, you develop some discipline, or you're already disciplined coming into the relationship. At least one person need to be disciplined, whether that's like waking up in the morning, like I'm going to get up and take a shower for, or whatever the case your discipline is. And that'll like lead into commitment where you're going to be doing things. If you're being disciplined about yourself, it's going to be easy for you to be commit to.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I think both people need to have some degree of discipline when they're going into it.
Yeah.
If you're a person who never follows through with anything, mm-hmm. who gives up when things get hard, mm-hmm. in your personal life, discipline is not something that relates to a relationship.
Yes.
It's something you do for yourself.
Yes.
And if you've never disciplined yourself to follow through and complete, to do what you're saying, essentially,
yeah.
to do the things that you know you need to do, if you're not that disciplined, you cannot have a commitment to somebody because you never developed the discipline to follow through.
Yeah.
If you give up when going gets hard, how can you ever be committed to someone when all you do is back out when things get tough?
Yeah.
And this is stage two of the relationship.
Exactly.
This is after get to know you. This is maybe when you start moving in together. This is when your relationship is getting serious.
Yeah.
But if you don't have that personal discipline, how can you ever expect a committed relationship to last if you just dip when things are getting tough?
Yeah, and that's the reason why, like, I personally think at least one person needs to have it.
Yeah.
But like you said, you at least, like, both people need to have it, but it's like some level of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And I think that same thing with honesty. Honesty, you both people have to have it. I think discipline, both people have to have it, but some levels of it. Understanding, like, hey, I'm willing to keep doing this even though this is hard. I want to, like, keep working through our disagreements that we have. I want to keep communicating with you about, like, what's going on, how I feel about this, how I feel about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that's going to be like, hey, I'm willing to commit to you and, like, keep working on this. And when things get real hard, I'm just continue to keep, like, want to work on this.
You've already gotten rid of that give up attitude mm-hmm. in your own life. Now you're ready to apply that to a relationship. And I think you're completely right. Mm-hmm. All of these attributes we're talking about, no one's going to be perfectly, no one's going to have all these attributes down perfectly.
Yeah.
That's where a relationship comes into play. Mm-hmm. Maybe one person is more disciplined and the other is more honest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you learn it from the other partner and you grow together through these learning experiences.
Exactly.
And you go, you look down the road and you look back at where you started and you say, wow, I was not a trusting person, but this person I'm with taught me how to trust.
Yes.
And
yes.
the other person can say, usually I just dip out when things are rough, but this person taught me discipline and commitment.
Yeah.
So that's really where the juncture between the individual and the relationship really is a beautiful thing mm-hmm. because now you're teaching each other.
Yeah.
And you have to be able to have patience in order to teach each other.
Yes. And that comes to the next thing where patience and ambition are like two, like these are...
That's the capstone.
Yeah, you're getting there. And I think, again, both people have to come into the thing, into the relationship with some sort of patience. It may not be a lot of patience, but you have to be willing to, wanting to, like, hey, you know, this is not what I want to deal with right now, mm-hmm. but I'm willing to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that kind of, just to recap, if there is no honesty, there will be no trust.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no trust, why would there ever be a commitment?
Yeah.
And if you don't have a commitment, why would you be patient with someone you're not committed to?
Yeah.
You have to follow all of these things mm-hmm. in order to reach the point where you have to learn patience. Because it's never going to be easy.
No.
No. And there's so many times, if you don't have that commitment, don't waste your time being patient.
Yeah. Just dip. Like, just, yeah. Like, if I decide, I'm like, oh, I don't want, like, if someone decides they don't want to be with you or be with that person, why would you go the extra step?
Why would you develop patience with that person when you can just leave because you're not committed?
Right.
So,
yeah.
I think patience is incredibly important.
And I think that patience is hard. It's definitely something that's learned over time. And again, that's why I think I personally think that both need to have patience, but at least one person, like different levels of it, you know what I mean? And they can both learn from each other on how to be better patient people.
Oh, exactly.
Like, you know, like, I think you're kind of patient with a lot of the time.
We're
like,
both patient.
We're both patient, yeah. But, like, sometimes when people, like, oh, I'm waiting on you to go get ready to go to an event, you know what I mean? That's, you're learning how to be patient with them, right? And then you have ambition, which is, like, again, that would either develop, or I think they both go hand in hand together, where, like, if you go into a relationship and you feel like this person doesn't have ambition, they don't, like, you know, goals for themselves, or just, like, expect, like, you know, want to be someplace in life, you know.
That's where I think both partners need to have patience and ambition.
Yeah,
and
I some think levels of it.
Some levels, because I think at the end of the day,
yes,
I'm almost certain of this, mm-hmm, one partner is going to have more patience and one partner is going to have more ambition.
Yes.
And at that point, they have to, both partners need to balance each other out in these polar opposites. Patience and ambition are two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
If you're really ambitious, chances are you don't want to sit and wait.
Yes.
But if you're really patient, you can teach the ambitious person to, hey, slow it down, stop being impatient, let's work through it, let's be rational. And so that's where it really comes down to, that's like the tip of the pyramid, in my point.
Yeah.
Once you develop that trust through honesty and that commitment through discipline, then you can go and push it to the next level.
Yeah.
That's when people become power couples.
Yes.
That's when people really balance each other out.
And they start to succeed in relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got the ambitious person with the drive and the motivation. You got the patient person saying, hey, let's think this one through.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think it's good for both people in the relationship to have patience and ambition.
Yes.
But think about this. If both of them are very ambitious and not very patient, it's going to be a nuclear reaction.
Yeah.
They're going to be butting heads all the time.
Yeah, because they both have this drive that they both think that they're right. And, you know, they, like, I'm more right than you, or whatever the case is.
Yeah, you're wrong.
And they're so ambitious about getting their stuff done that neither one of them is actually sitting back and be like, oh, wait, like, I need to give you patience, give you grace, just, you know.
Yeah, I think also with, like, the ambition and patience dichotomy, the person who teaches patience is the one who has to be patient with the person with ambition, because the ambition might not pay off.
Yeah, no.
You might be like, oh, I'm going to be a president of the world, and the person you're with has to go, okay, I support you, but I'm going to be patient as that ambition comes to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really like a symbiotic relationship between patience and ambition.
Yeah.
And I think if neither partner has ambition, you're going to just sit there.
Yeah.
You're going to sit there in your life and it's going to pass you by, and everything that you ever hoped for or wanted is going to be out of reach because neither person had ambition to go after it.
Yeah.
So there's really, it's a tricky line to walk.
It is.
Because you might either be fighting all the time or you might not ever do anything.
Yeah.
And both of those things are not conducive for a productive relationship.
Yeah. Like, if you want, like, to, if you're going in a relationship with someone and you're really trying to figure out, like, oh, you know, all these other things, are great to have in a relationship, in a person, but, like, key things to, like, if you want to succeed, honesty, trust, discipline, commitment, patience, ambition. Everyone wants someone who's going to want to do something well in life, or just, you know, like, oh, I want to go to school to be a doctor. I want to be in school to be an engineer. I want to be in school to be a lawyer. Yeah. Whatever the case is, you're going to want someone who has ambition. And I think, again, like, both people can come into the relationship with some sort of ambition and some sort of patience, and it's really going to solidify the success of your relationship.
Well, that's the engine that pushes your relationship from stagnant to progressive, or you know, it really drives you.
Yes, it'll like, what do you call it? It'll bring your relationship from just, you know, basic to the next level. And again, there's more other gems you can find in a relationship, but we just think that these are the top, like, really valuable ones if you're looking for a partner.
Oh, no, exactly. And that's where we don't have everything. It's not just these six attributes.
No, there's
so many more.
Yeah.
But I really feel like if you don't start with a good groundwork, leading to commitment, leading to a drive and patience, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, if you're lacking those things, you're going to look at your partner and maybe be kind of resentful. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that kind of leads me to a story of a stud in bay who completely embodies all of these characteristics.
Oh, okay.
They really took it to the next level.
Okay.
All right. From the New York Post.
Oh, your favorite.
Asia Grace, our favorite author from the New York Post.
I love that we give her so much promo. She's going to be happy that we did that.
Yep. And so this couple, this power couple, they wrote about them in an article called New York Judge Weds Felon and Fiancé After Sentencing Him to a Decade in Prison.
Yeah, they definitely.
So right off the bat, we know there's commitment. We know there's trust. We know there's patience involved and ambition because he's out there making moves. So let's see. So this guy, Stud, is getting sentenced to a 10-year prison sentence, and he has a lengthy rap sheet as a convicted felon, and his wife, Bay, gets married to him right after his sentencing.
Wow, that is love right there.
And they were, quote, joined together in holy matrimony.
There's just no moments reason for...
before he was hauled off to the clink for robbery. So this guy's got ambition. I think what they have is all these things, but they're working backwards. The guy's got ambition. Uh-huh. She's got patience. Mm-hmm. They're committed. I don't know if discipline's in there, but there's trust. Because she's already knows.
Trust?
Well, maybe not trust, but honesty. She already knows what she's in for.
Oh, I see, I see.
He's not going to be able to be, like, lying about where he's going for 10 years. She knows what she's in for. She knows. And he has the ambition to go do armed robbery in, you know, enough to get him 10 years. That's that's a decent bit of armed robbery. That's pretty good. So, so this repeated offender, Stud, was charged with burglary in the first degree. And he was... also caught with a substantial amount of marijuana.
I'm not
sure what that's related to, but...
So he went to the house and Noji was going to steal a car, but then he was able to get into the home and then was just out. He noticed that there was a lot of marijuana there.
Okay, so he took the opportunity. Ambition, right there. He took the opportunity.
What was really interesting is, like, his people that he was, like, friends with, there was one that was, like, underage.
17. I saw that.
I was like, what is a 33-year-old man doing with a 17-year-old?
Patience, maybe? I don't know.
Like, okay.
But that is really odd. You got a 33-year-old dude, and he's hanging out with a 17-year-old
like
kid.
Like half his age, pretty much.
In high school, probably.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's
maybe
actually...
Maybe that's his relative or something.
I would
either
really...
way, that's not... This doesn't matter. Like, so, yeah.
Yeah, so he broke into someone's house. He pistol-whipped an adult man and woman during the invasion. All of this is public record, so Bay knows what it's all about, which proves trust. And he gets sentenced to 10 years. She still agrees to marry him, which proves commitment and patience. Ding, ding, ding. And, you know, like I said before, his armed robberies prove ambition. So
wait, the person that... marries him, isn't she a judge?
The judge married them.
Oh, the judge married
Yeah, he's not
them.
Marrying a judge.
Oh,
could you imagine?
I was like so confused.
You work your whole life to become like a lawyer, then a judge, and then you marry a guy who's pistol whipping folk.
That's what I was so confused because I thought that the judge was the one who married them. I was like so confused. I was like, you just sentenced him. Why are you marrying him? Like, that doesn't make any sense logically. But this makes so much more sense.
Yeah, no, the judge, like, at his sentencing was like, boom, 10 years. You may now kiss the bride, like in the same hearing.
That's funny. Okay.
That's bonkers.
This is way funnier than I thought because originally I thought like the judge was the one who decided to marry the convict and I was like, what?
No one.
Like, I was just so confused.
Like she reads his rap sheet and she's like, yeah, this is the man for me.
I was so confused. I was like, how in the world you just sent to someone and like, yeah, this is the guy.
I'm gonna have his children. No,
oh
but that's pretty much the whole story. I just thought that was really funny how it kind of ties to the six things we were talking about.
Yeah.
But in a really weird upside down world kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know, who are we to judge? I mean, you know, he didn't like kill anybody, so maybe he's all right.
He pistol whipped someone though.
A man and a woman.
Yeah.
Maybe not so cool.
Not so
cool. I wouldn't recommend marrying this guy, to be honest.
I mean, what?
What?
Like, seriously though, like, what makes you want to marry this guy?
I'm guessing he was pretty hot. I'm guessing that had a lot to do with it.
Because I'm confused. Like, if I knew, like, this guy's gonna go to, like, you know, like, I mean, maybe they knew each other before.
Maybe she's a 33-year-old virgin, and this is a perfect way not to have sex for 10 years.
Oh.
Maybe he. You know what? He might have checked off all 12 boxes. Daring, stability. He's probably making some money, right? Family orientated. He probably has a couple of kids. Never been married. I think that's pretty obvious. The guy's going to prison. Well, now he's being married. But mm-hmm. I think he might be from Florida. And he might have checked off all 12 of 12. And Bae, from the first article, might have been like, that's my man. No one else will do. He's not really loving the outdoors because he's in jail, but we can fix that when he comes out. I think that's what happened.
No, that's funny though. That's a funny.
Yeah,
like,
he
thing.
Checked off all 12 boxes. Yep. He's daring. You can't deny that.
I can't deny that. He's definitely is daring. I mean, he's going out of like
the family limb. Oriented. He sees his kids on the weekends.
We don't know. I think she might have just known this guy for a while and was like, okay, since you're gonna go away,
I think
that's what happened because. I can't see any other way of, like, this person, like...
Well, it's the bad boy thing.
I think that, but that's extreme bad boy affection.
Ted Bundy, he got married when he was going out to life imprisonment, I think. Women just be like that sometimes.
Yeah.
I think everything we talked about with these six qualities were proven and disproven by that last story.
Yeah.
I don't think any of this matters. So, all right, for all you young backyarders out there, go and commit some armed robberies, and you might just get married.
You were just joking.
We can't say that because we got kicked off of TikTok.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we definitely can't. We should probably not include that.
That story is wild, too, getting kicked off the TikTok.
What do you have to do to get kicked off of TikTok?
I don't know.
Like,
I still don't even know how, like...
Did we not dance enough or something?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. The funny thing is I didn't read the, like, community rules, which I'm going to now, but, like...
I thought we kept it all pretty PG.
Everything was on PG. Like, everything was PG. So,
We didn't, like, advocate for... No, we should do. Hmm. In our next podcast, we should talk about how great the Chinese government is and then see if we get reinstated.
You're being so silly.
No, well, you know, you know about the TikTok thing and all that.
Okay, I know. We're not doing that, though.
We're not, because it's actually terrible.
But, anyways, I was also reading some other, like, Reddit posts when I was trying to come up with some ideas. And then I was just looking at it and I was realizing that, like, a lot of people are just...
miserable.
Unhappy.
You're looking at Reddit. There's no happy people on Reddit.
And I feel so bad. It makes me just, like, wanted to say, like, dating is like being on a roller coaster. You know what I mean? You gotta ride the waves. Ups and downs, right? And I feel like, you know, if it doesn't feel natural and it feels like you're forcing it... Then it's not. Then you need to stop doing what you're doing and let it go.
Take a step back. I think so
many. Chill out.
Yeah, so many of these things are just.
Stop overthinking.
Looking at yourself.
Yeah. And if it feels forced, it is forced. Take a step back and just ride the wave.
If you're not happy with your dating life, take a step back and focus on your personal life. Mm-hmm. Honesty, trust, discipline, commitment, patience, ambition. All these things are things you develop in yourself before you get into a relationship.
Yeah.
You know, you have to focus on you and your priorities and your life. And then you go out and find somebody else. But if you don't have your own house in order, why are you wasting your time if you're not the person you want to be?
I also seen a lot of people, like, find little things to, like, be like, oh, this gives me the ick, or this gives me, like, it's a lot of sensitivity about things, which is, All I'm saying is take a step back. If it feels forced, then it probably is forced. Let it be natural. Don't overthink it. Just go.
Just breathe.
Yes.
Go just with the breathe. Flow.
All right. If you guys like that, please give us a like on Spotify or Apple Music.
Not on TikTok.
Not on TikTok until we get it figured out. but on all other platforms, please find us at the Backyards Convos. And then just, you know, let us know what you guys think. We also on Patreon if you guys want to join our Patreon. But other than that, see you guys next week. Stay safe. Be cool. Bye.